Stay, Emma Mercer commanded, following the word with a hand signal, her palm up, as she faced her emotional support dogs, four varied breeds she'd rescued from the shelter and trained for another lease on life. Ready to wrap up her presentation, she stood on the auditorium stage at Kingston Middle School in front of 70 restless sixth graders who just wanted to pet the pups. The dogs on the far end of the wooden stage sat on their haunches, noses and ears up. Lulu, a beagle mix with long ears, a Maltese named Princess, and a mutt of indiscernible breed she had dubbed Sheldon, but not her latest trainee. The three-year-old Golden Lab, all 65 pounds of rambunctious love, was mesmerized by the kids in the audience. Emma gave a warning snap of her clicker to keep the dog in place, but Zelda eyed a little girl in the front row and wagged her tail, adding a hopeful woof. The girl waved. Zelda barked and scooted on her butt toward the edge of the stage, inch by inch, as if Emma might not notice. Ditching the clicker, Emma brought out the whistle and gave two trill bursts. The lab stopped as if playing freeze tag, and sent Emma a guilty and apologetic whine. She slowly crawled toward Emma despite the whistled command to stay. The kids laughed, and Emma's cheeks heated. Part of the ESD canine certification was that the dog had to follow the rules, no matter what else was going on. My mistake. The pup wasn't ready. Emma tugged the dog's leash closer to her leg. Sit, Zelda. With a groan and a tongue loll, Zelda did, collapsing against Emma's calf. The kids laughed harder. Good girl, she said softly. 28, and never married, Emma had a master's degree in psychology with her emphasis on therapy animals, as she worked toward her doctorate. Emma had been called to the school 3 years ago because Mrs. Mosher, the health teacher, had a student with special needs that required a therapy dog. Educating people about support dogs was the project of Emma's heart, and starting with kids, she considered a fun bonus.
Is Zelda in trouble?
A young boy with braces shouted from the second row. No. Emma smiled at the students, holding Zelda's leash with one hand and keeping her palm up toward the three dogs still waiting to be released from her stay command. I use positive reinforcement when training these animals. She dug a treat from her khaki's pocket, looked down at Zelda, and said, Sit. Zelda stopped wiggling and sat straight, so Emma gave the lab the kibble. Good pup. She turned back to the kids. Zelda here will need more training before I can match her with the right person.
What if you can't? A girl from the fourth row asked.
Raise your hand, please. Mrs. Mosher instructed. Go ahead, Hannah.
What happens to the dogs if they never learn? Do you send them to the pound to die?
Emma sighed. It was just one of those days when nothing went smoothly, starting with the dead battery in her SUV, to spilling coffee on her shirt, to Zelda's exuberance. No, we don't do that. Which was why she needed that government grant approved, in order to build her training shelter. Even if for some reason the dog can't be certified for use in therapy, at Heart to Heart Kennel, we place the animal in a loving home. Mrs. Mosher called on another child. Matthew?
Can a support dog help with bad dreams? A boy asked.
As Emma considered how best to answer, Zelda strained against her leash to join the pack at the far end of the stage. Princess's brown ears twitched, but Lulu didn't budge. Emma gave a quick two-trill whistle to remind the pups to stay. Nightmares can be scary, Emma said, and agreement rose in a murmur from the other children. A family pet can snuggle with you and take away the bad feelings. What I do with my emotional support dogs is train them to counter distress in people with certain anxieties that keep them from living a full life. She liked to keep things light at the middle school and didn't go into accidents, war, or abduction. If you'd like more information, I have brochures for you to share with your parents at home.